It is vital that we all stick close to the Word of God. The Word of God is very clear on one matter: thou shall not kill. Yet some abortionist is claiming because of his Christian faith, it has inspired him to keep killing babies. This is bizarre. This is not Christian at all. Abortionist Willie Parker has made quite a name for himself by claiming that his Christian faith is what inspires him to keep killing unborn babies. In a new interview with the Alabama Media Group, Parker said he has done thousands of abortions at his abortion practices in the South, claiming the moral high ground. Parker said he provides abortions to women because so many other doctors won't. This is his actual words. I believe that what I do is rooted in justice, is rooted in love, is rooted in honesty and integrity, Parker said. Those are values that for me are reinforced by my Christian understanding. You totally misunderstood what the Christian faith is all about. The Word of God is very clear on this matter. But somehow, this murderer, and I'm not trying to throw stones, he's the one who's saying it. I'm really not trying to throw stones. I'm just calling it out right now. Parker repeatedly links his life-destroying work to Christianity. He once described his abortion practice as a ministry. As a ministry. I'm speechless. Because that's not a Christian. That's a Satanist. That's a wolf in sheep's clothing. How many Christian women who are not rooted in the Word of God have gone to him thinking that it's okay, he's a Christian too? We've got to wake the church, and we've got to stick close to the Word of God. He once described his abortion practice as a ministry. The murder of unborn children to this man is a ministry. We expose a lot of what the church, supposed church, mainstream church, has turned into. But this right here is by far one of the most interesting pieces, interesting individuals, because you cannot claim that this is a ministry of Christianity. This is a ministry of Satanism. But check this out. After the November election, Parker compared himself to the biblical character of Job, a faithful servant of God who suffered intense pain and loss inflicted by Satan. Parker told the Alabama news outlet that people constantly tell him that he is not really a Christian because he does abortions. Then he criticized pro-life Christians. It seems to me that it has become more important for those people to discredit my authenticity as a Christian than they are irritated by the fact that I perform abortions. I think that it would make more sense if I weren't a person of faith because they would say, of course, he performs abortions. He's a heathen. He's morally bankrupt. He's either amoral or immoral, excuse me. But it's more problematic that I, to identify as a Christian, I embrace the compassion that I find to be in that tradition. And that compassion leads me to act on behalf of others instead of judging them. That action you're taking is the act of murder. That goes against the commandments of God. That right there is astonishing to me, how you can twist that into some form of Christianity. Parker also described himself as pro-abortion. On the whole issue of pro-choice, pro-abortion, I am as pro-abortion as a cardiothoracic surgeon, is pro-heart. I'm speechless by this. I mean, this is incredibly stupid. Cardiothoracic surgeon is pro-heart transplant. Nobody wants a heart transplant, and yet at the same time, I'm not framing abortion as a failure or evil, right? The reality is, Every surgeon wants someone with severe heart disease where they need a transplant to have transplant services available. Are you about people having access to the care that they need? That's my relationship with abortion. Oh my God. Please wake this man up. The twist that has infiltrated this man is incredible. Because if you really read the Word of God, you're not going to commit abortions. Conveniently, Parker never mentioned unborn babies in his interview. Parker claimed he has a strong desire to help women who are struggling, but he does not extend any compassion toward the women's unborn children. Taking a life is murder, especially when it's planned. The very act of killing an unborn child in innocence, by an atheist or a Satanist, is different. But this man is claiming to be a Christian. We've talked a lot about the wolves in sheep's clothing. We've talked a lot about what's going on with the church. We have got to wake the church. We have got to get people back to the Word of God and stick to it. We don't need an ethics 2.0 or a rewritten moral code. What we need to do is stick to the Word of God. But there's something about this, because yes, this is an extreme case of what I'm going to say next, but we're seeing a lot of this where people are claiming to be Christians and they're not. They're not. They go to church on Sundays, and then Monday it's right back to whatever they wanted to do. Or they're partying on Friday and Saturday, committing all sorts of sin going on Sunday. Because in the modern day era, and it's not just modern day, it's happened before, we give God one day a week when we should give God every day of the week, every hour. Our lives should be dedicated to the service, to serving Christ. That's what the Bible calls for. Pick up your cross and follow Him. That doesn't mean you can stop along the way on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Especially not on Shabbat, which is Saturday. We've got to get back to the Word of God and stick to it. There's a lot of this going around lately, these lukewarm Christians. And oftentimes I really think it's because they don't know, because they're not being taught or instructed correctly in church. Because you have pastors that continually deviate or come up with some new doctrine. I'm going to tell you something you've never heard before. But it's clear in Scripture what we need to be hearing. The lessons, how we're supposed to live our lives, what we're supposed to do on a day-to-day basis. It's all right there. The Bible is so incredible because it's written in perfect tense. I like to call it perfect tense because it applied to the past. It applies to the future and it applies to the present. That's how you know it's God-inspired word. The coolest part about it all is when God says He was, He is, and He always will be, it's literally mirrored in His word, which means we should follow that. That's all I got for you. God bless and carry on. Thank you.